We're Lancer Radio, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org. This is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon, in studio today with Eric Espinosa and Renee Shaw, organizers of PCC's first ever TEDxPCC, TED Talks, coming up in November. And Eric, you have a poem here that I think communicates what TED Talks are about. Would you read that, please?
Sure. I guess a little context. This was performed by Sarah Kay at TED. And I think it really speaks to our mission on what we're trying to do. And it's to help individuals realize that, you know, this world is hard and you're going to go through a lot of it, bad experiences, but it'll be okay. So I just wanted to set up that little context. And so the poem is called If I Should Have a Daughter. And it's literally Sarah saying if she were to have a daughter, these would the life lessons that she would tell her. It goes, she's going to learn that this life will hit you hard in the face. Wait for you to get back up so it could kick you in the stomach. But getting the wind knocked out of you is the only way to remind your lungs how much they like the taste of air. There is hurt here that cannot be fixed by Band-Aids or poetry. So the first time she realizes that Wonder Woman isn't coming, I'll make sure she knows that she doesn't have to wear the cape all by herself. Because no matter how wide you stretch your fingers, your hands will always be too small to catch all the pain you want to heal. Believe me, I've tried. I want her to see the world through the underside of a glass-bottomed boat, to look through magnifying glasses at the galaxies that exist on the pinpoint of a human mind. Because that's how my mom taught me, that there'll be days like this, my mama said. When you open your hands to catch and wind up with only blisters and bruises. When you step out of the phone booth and try to fly, and the very people you want to save are the ones standing on your cape. When your boots will fill with rain, and you'll be up to your knees in disappointment. And those are the very days you have all the more reason to say thank you. Because there is nothing more beautiful than the way the ocean refuses to stop kissing the shoreline, no matter how many times it's sent away. You'll put the win and win some, lose some. You'll put the star in starting over. And no matter how many landmines erupt in a minute, be sure your mind lands on the very beauty of this funny place called life.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. And that's the inspiration to you, to TED.
Yes.
And what you're doing.
Yes. It's literally to because when I was going through my difficult time, when I went to the various, even TEDx Caltech as well, it really reminded me that this world is hard. It's very difficult, but it's beautiful. And that as long as you keep moving forward and trying to reach for the stars, literally anything is possible.
I love the line about the ocean kissing the shore. As we reach for the stars here with TEDxPCC, and I think it's going to be an amazing event, who are some of the speakers that you're going to have?
Today we are announcing some of the speakers, some really, really, really great speakers. And it's kind of funny. It's people ask me, well, who are you really excited about? And then I look at the list and it really shocked. I was like, I think I'm very excited for everyone. And so even though it's a good list of 16 speakers we have so far, we have William Pomerantz, Vice President of Virgin Galactic. We have Brent Bushnell, the CEO of 2-Bit Circus with Eric Gradman.
And let's say a little bit about what they do, too.
Okay.
William Pomerantz does what?
He is the Vice President of Special Projects for Virgin Galactic. And if you're not familiar with Virgin Galactic, they're the world's first space line. So he's going to talk about technology and how it's utilized to get people like you and I into space at a very affordable cost. And what's actually crazy is that this is going to be something that's going to be happening very, very soon within the next 5 years.
So by 2018, we'll be seeing people taking space flights.
Yes, it would literally, you would have the choice of purchasing an SUV or having the opportunity to go into space. But the ramifications of that is that literally nonprofits, schools in general, they could be literally going on field trips to space now.
That is mind-blowing. And I'm sitting here thinking 1984 had this new technology called a CD. One of these days we're going to use the CD. Please go on. Who else do you have?
So with Brent Bushnell of 2-Bit Circus, he is creating, it's called the STEAM Carnival. And that's actually, it's building upon the acronym STEM. And so they're really building a educational slash fun a science-y carnival that is really meant to engage your mind. And they just did a Kickstarter that was successfully funded, and they really just want to talk about how their journey of kind of developing this carnival. And one was we just signed yesterday, and the funny thing is when I hung up on the phone, I literally screamed like a little girl. And it was validated because someone came out and was like, did I hear a little girl scream? And his name is Adam Stelzner. He is the chief engineer and development manager for the Mars Curiosity project. So if you're familiar with the Mars Curiosity rover, there's what's called the 7 minutes of terror. So when that rover was going into Mars, all connection was lost for 7 minutes. The team didn't know if it landed or crashed. They had to wait 7 minutes and a very elaborate landing. And he was the one that was in charge of that. And so he's going to be telling us the story of how it came to come about, because it's literally the way it land, that rover landed was it detached, it was dropped, it was hovering, and it had to be all automated. And I just remember watching that that live feed and seeing the tension within that room, because literally people's life's work was in the balance and they didn't know for 7 minutes.
And then you saw them start leaping and screaming when it actually touched down.
Yes.
That was an amazing time. Renee, suppose that we go forward in our imagination right now. It's November 23rd and we are at the Altadena High School Performing Arts Center.
Arcadia.
I keep saying Altadena for some reason. It's Arcadia. And what's going to be going on at, is it 11 that morning?
Well, the time is slightly tentative. We're going to release that soon. But basically, you're going to walk in, and it's brand new Performing Arts Center. It is gorgeous. You can take a look at it, pictures on our website. But so beautiful, beautiful Performing Arts Center. There's going to be 1,200 attendees. And the people who come to TED Talks, you know, they're people who love to be inspired. They love innovation. They love science and technology or poetry or rock climbing. But people who love life or who really are craving that kind of inspiration. And so you're going to have 1,200 people who, you know, maybe they're your average people, maybe they're the CEO of a company, but who are there to be inspired and there to receive something that will make a difference in their lives and the community. And so there'll be three different speaking sessions. Our themes are education, science and technology, and social justice. So you'll go into the main auditorium where there'll be a speaking session of about 3 to 5 speakers, and then you'll go on to a break. And the first break is lunch, and we have some really cool stuff planned for that, but we'll release that soon. And then you'll go into another speaking session where they'll be all themed around one of the other themes, and you'll be able to hear that, and then you'll be able to break out again, and you'll be able to talk and discuss with people or even meet the speakers themselves and talk to them and ask them questions. And we also have, we're going to be having some interactive activities. We'll be having some displays that correlate to the different talks, and then you'll go in for another session, and you'll be able to hear those inspiring, amazing talks. And afterwards, you have this whole day of different angles of life, you know, whether it's the inspiring story of I didn't think I can, or like I just did something amazing, or this is something that's really cool going on in life. And you'll get to meet tons of amazing people, make friends, and hopefully be able to do something meaningful afterwards.
When we come back, I would love to hear more about how people can bring back the ideas that they can put to work right here at the PCC community from you. You and I are listening today to Renee Shaw and to Eric Espinosa, who are co-organizers of TEDxPCC happening in Arcadia at Arcadia High School's Performing Arts Center. I mistakenly said Altadena before, and that's happening on the 23rd of November. Tickets going on sale September 23rd. Back with more Over Coffee in just a moment. This is Dot Cannon on LancerRadio.org.